those rioters, they will be in the streets celebrating and destroying what this country has become. And President Trump has been the only president recently to attempt to bring us back to some level of normalcy.
Well, T-Spear, got to run. Appreciate the call.
Anyway, have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
We're all going to try and do that. Hope your grandfather does better.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm thankful for callers like T-Spear. I'm thankful for callers like Duke. I'm thankful for callers and great co-hosts like Jack Campbell and my sidekick here, Eddie.
Hey.
I'm just thankful. So much gratitude. We'll be right back. Second hour of News and Views when we come back. I said it's to eat the simple way.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. New unemployment claims are up for a second week in a row. Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni.
We came in at 778,000. That's the initial claim story. That's something you don't really want to see. The continuing claims estimate was 6.02 million. We came in at 6.07 million.
That decrease reflects some people finding new jobs and others having their benefits expire. Sources tell Fox President Trump plans to be in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania today to meet with Republican lawmakers about claims of election fraud. We're also told he's planning at some point to pardon his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
Flynn pleaded guilty in late 2017 to lying to the FBI about meeting with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., but later disavowed his plea and tried to get the case thrown out. In the spring, the Justice Department abandoned the case, which is still tied up in legal limbo.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for the next several days. Storm system number one affecting us with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A better chance of showers and storms by this evening and tonight. Some storms could be on the strong side. Quite breezy today, high in the mid-70s. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thanksgiving with a small chance of leftover showers tomorrow through at least midday. Then on Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, but a better chance Friday night and into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event on that weekend storm system will be Sunday, especially Sunday evening and Sunday night with possible severe weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Ray?
Are y'all ready? Turkey?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready. Actually more of like a ham or a rib roast type of guy. I'm not a big turkey guy.
No, I like the turkey. Fried, baked, boiled. I don't care. It's turkey. It's all good. What I really like is the day after. a good turkey soup.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is basically vegetable soup with turkey bone in it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's it.
Just can't beat it. I've done really, really good about losing weight since COVID hit. I'm going to put it all back on this week.
That's the plan.
Sounds like if you put it in those terms, like this is my goal, yeah. It really is fulfilling. You don't feel guilty at all.
That's right.
No, I completed my goal. I have a game plan. I'm going to put these pounds back on, and then after Christmas, I'll work on getting rid of them again.
Yeah, it's bulking season. Just explain it that way. Bulking season.
Getting ready for hibernation, guys.
I remember my trainer one time said, you always put 5 pounds on in the fall and take 5 pounds off in the spring. I'm good with that.
I got part of that right.
Yeah, yeah. At least for putting on 5 pounds.
Yeah, I can put it on, baby.
Now, guys, we will be closed this weekend. If y'all have a water damage or need us, like something goes south and y'all need to get hold of the bad, call the store at 285-8117. You can hit 1 and that'll send you straight to my cell phone, and it will be on all weekend. And we'll jump up and help you in any way we can.
That sure is nice.
Very good, very good. Again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. Ask them about that free in-home consultation. But just remember, they are taking the weekend off. But 285-8117, when you call them, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, y'all have a really good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, bye, y'all.
Bye. See you, bud.
272-9228. We'll be right back with the official start of the second hour after this quick break.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. You know, it is amazing, Eddie. What do they call it when the people are fighting Trump? Like, even within the administration and...
Traitors?
No, the resistance.
Oh.
Yeah, it's funny how resist, hashtag resist, has all of a sudden become submit, submit, submit. Yeah. No. I mean, I think the most likely outcome on January 20th is Joe Biden gets sworn in, but it doesn't mean Jack or myself or Eddie or anybody out there has to submit. And even if you voted for Biden, he starts to do things that you don't like, doesn't mean you have to submit either.
He already has. He hadn't even been in there yet.
Right, with these appointments that he's bringing
John
up.
Kerry?
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh.
I can't even look at that long horse face.
You said horse, like the animal?
Yeah, horse face.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, who is John Kerry married to?
Hines?
Teresa Hines.
Now, wasn't he such a spineless person that he was going to change his name to Hines? I know at one time when he was running,
that's
that
not spineless, Eddie. That's just enlightened.
Yeah, okay.
That's warm and fuzzy, Eddie.
My bad. Now, I do like some Heinz ketchup, however.
But you know what enlightenment sounds like? Snip, snip.
Mm-hmm.
Snip, snip.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like that Mel Brooks character in Robin Hood, Men in Tights, the Moyle. Yeah. I still love that scene. He comes out with that tiny guillotine. 272-9228. Jason's been very patient, yeah, so yeah. Let's go to Jason. Hey, Jason.
How y'all doing today?
Good. How you doing, Jason?
All right.
I'm doing good, man. I like hearing y'all show, listening to it. It's refreshing and entertaining to hear some intelligent men that know what time it is.
You sure you're listening to that?
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, I was thinking about some things I'd like to say. The FCC wouldn't like it too much. Right. I'll just leave that at that. I really would, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But other than that, and the Lord has convicted me not to say certain things. And I find myself, even when I look at the news, having to repent of having thoughts that are just totally wrong against the Democrat people and Joe Biden and all that. I firmly believe that President Trump will be the next president of the United States, and he's been put there by the Lord to expose a lot of political corruption and a lot of wickedness that's going on in this country. It's been going on for at least 70 years. He has been put there to do a job by God, and he's going to do it. And these people that are saying all these things about him and all this stuff that they did with the computer programs and all these things that they've actually done so much that there's no hiding what they've done. They can't hide it. They can't keep it covered up. It's impossible. You have very intelligent people. What's that lady? Anyway, there's a lawyer lady.
Sydney Powell.
Yes. Yeah, she's very intelligent and have a lot more other people working with them that are doing things that are gonna blow people's minds once it all comes out. As far as that gentleman that called, it was an older guy. Anyway, I'm not going to say nothing about him, but he can't help but he's ignorant. But I lost my train of thought.
Don't say anything about him. I'm glad.
Yeah, yeah. The sign that the man was holding where it says "White Lives Matter Too Much." I'm just going to put it out there for all these people that are saying, like De Niro and all these people, that they got a list of people and who they're going to approach and do things to. Well, that works both ways. And hey, and when it finally does, when it finally things finally do hit the fan, I'm going to take as many of them with me as I can. Y'all have a good day.
I don't think that's a very godly thing to say. No. But everybody's all worked up. Appreciate the call, Jason. Good God.
Thanks.
You know the kid in Kenosha that got locked up?
Yeah.
He got bailed out. Lynn Wood raised the money.
Yep.
Oh, Rittenhouse, yeah.
Yeah, and Mike Lindell contributed to Pillow Man.
Oh, the Pillow guy.
Yeah.
Have you read his memoir yet, from a crack addict to CEO?
No, but I'd like to.
That seriously is one of my favorite ever Fox News commercials when they were promoting his book, where it has him reading an excerpt from the books, like, I was laying there half dead on the pavement in, Tijuana, Mexico.
Yep.
Like, I knew I was in trouble. Yeah, you think? Oh, my goodness. It intrigued me. It made me want to read the book. But, yeah, Lynn Wood is also going to continue to appeal. I think he's trying to get to the 11th Circuit after being turned down by a judge, and Sidney Powell's filing today. So we'll see where this goes. But, Jack, have you seen this monolith yet? This monolith story out of Utah?
No, I haven't. I need to tell me more about it. So guys doing a count of animals.
Yeah, it was, I'll just read the story here directly. Something weird is going on in Utah. Last week, a group from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources dispatched to count sheep. They spied a shiny monolith in the middle of nowhere. The monolith, about 10 to 12 feet tall, has been expertly planted into the ground. Like, it's in there. Almost looks like a space dart. Mm-hmm. Like, it is the craziest thing. Utah's Highway Patrol shared a picture of the find on Instagram, along with the caption, "Counting bighorn sheep with DWR this week. During the counts, we came across this in the middle of nowhere, buried deep in the rock. Inquiring minds want to know, what the heck is it, anyone?" The crew said that there was no obvious indication of who might have put the monolith there. That's according to the Utah Department of Public Safety. The exact location of the installation is not being disclosed since it is in a very remote area. And if individuals were to attempt to visit the area, there is a significant possibility they may become stranded and require rescue. It is illegal, they added, to install structures or art without authorization on federally managed public lands, no matter what planet you're from.
Well, is it solid or is it hollow?
Yeah, yeah. Here, I'll find a photo and send
like
it to you.
It looks like a stainless steel telephone booth.
Yeah, it is the darndest thing, Jack. It really is. It looks like it's right out of Space Odyssey.
It's a teleporter.
Yeah, it's quite something. So maybe it is, you know, Trump's, what did you think, Eddie? Trump's time machine?
Yeah, often people say, you know, Trump is sent from the future and has his own time machine and yada, yada, yada. So I think we might have found it.
Oh, and this might be what the Simpsons have in their writer's room because they've been calling a lot of events here. I just sent you a photo of it, Jack.
Okay.
I mean, and the fact that it's also in, like, this red rock desert in Utah looks like Mars.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does look like something out of a Star Trek episode. Yeah. It's the darndest thing. And it's about 12 feet tall, like two men. Like, one guy had his buddy stand on his shoulders.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
That's just out in the middle of the desert.
And it is in the rock.
Yeah, it's in there. Like, there was a close-up shot some video people took, and it's not, like, just sitting on it. It's shoved into the ground.
Embedded into the rock, yeah.
I wonder what that is. Is it some prankster or some art thing?
If you knew where it was, Joey, if you had access and all that, even though they said don't go look at it, would you go?
Yeah.
If you could?
Of course.
Me too, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would in a minute.
So that is the big mystery that has the internet on fire right now. And all, like, I had several friends who don't often talk to me send me this story. Like, have you seen this? Have you talked about it on the radio yet? It's quite something. So
I just sent it to Carolyn, who lived in Utah for like 30 years.
Oh, do you think it's a Mormon thing?
Ooh,
I don't know.
Considered that.
No, I don't mean that.
I
just wonder
people
if it is a religious thing, whether it be Mormon, or did somebody have a
maybe it's
ceremony out there? Yeah, or did somebody have a ceremony or something out there, and you know, this is their altar?
Well, thank God it's not a Big Al.
Thank God.
I don't want like a Bohemian Grove in Utah. 272-9228. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, you know what this monolith is?
Am I on the air, guys?
Yeah, do you know what this monolith is?
It's, you know, this is so low in intelligence, I don't know if it's worth discussing.
You know, Red Top, sometimes...
Guys, this is...
got to get down in the gutter. Stop it, being. I know you're high and mighty, Mr. High IQ, with no body fat, 40 push-ups a day, high protein regimen, but can you once in a while have some damn fun?
I saw a picture of it. That thing ain't no damn 12 feet tall. Where in the hell y'all coming from?
We don't know. They had two guys.
Shoulders.
Yeah, it's about 10 to 12 feet tall.
Oh, please. Yeah, okay. If somebody's going to place an object from space, why don't they have something that looks a little more original?
I'm not saying it is an object from space. I'm saying I don't know what it is.
It's an art display some idiot put out in the desert. And if he got bit by a scorpion or rattlesnake, maybe he deserves what he gets. That's all I got to say. I've been there, done that, guys. No, there ain't no damn monolith in the Arizona desert. I've been there. There's nothing but things to kill you.
This is Utah.
Oh, that's even worse. You know, Arizona's all full of Mormons, too.
Yeah. Good people. Good people.
I guess so. They're kind of a little bit on the weird side.
Good people. Good people.
And let me tell you, is Jack still on the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you know it's much easier to do the sign of the cross with your left hand than your right hand? And, Joey, I got slightly scolded. When I was music director up in Carrollton, Georgia, of course, mm-hmm. I'm left-handed, so Monsignor walks up to me, and he does the sign of the cross on my forehead, which he did to everybody in Carrollton, and it really irritated the Southern Baptist to hell and back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do it with my left hand on his forehead.
Okay.
And Jeff, are you left-handed too?
No.
Oh, okay. So he starts giving me criticism for giving him a sign of the cross with my left hand. I said, look here, Monsignor, I give it to you with whatever hand I want. But you know what? Being left-handed, they actually will try to correct you for doing the sign of the cross with your left hand or doing the thumb trick. So they got to live with it, Joey, even the Monsignors. You guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I think we're going to have kind of stormy, rainy. I'm glad I'm going to be staying in town. How about y'all?
Yeah, staying in town, yeah.
Going to see my moms.
I was going to Moundsville, Alabama, to look at the Indian Mounds, which is fantastic, but it's going to be too soggy.
Yeah.
So, another day, guys. Y'all have a good day. Roll Tide, go Trump, as always.
Take care, Red Top.
272.
You know, in the Orthodox Church, I went to a Greek Orthodox service.
Yeah.
In Dothan years ago, and they go from right when you're doing Father, Son, you do Holy Ghost from right to left, not from left to right.
Oh, I'm definitely Roman Catholic race. Yeah. It's just natural to go from left to right. Right. So it's all cattywampus. Is that where the schism started? Like on how you do the sign of the cross?
I don't think so. I think, I'm really not sure.
Or might have something to do with like
schism's a big word for you.
Yeah, oh, I know. I barely know what it means. 272-9228, 272-9228. What in the world was that, Eddie?
Me what
trying
was
not
that?
To say a bad word. Sorry.
Did you just fart?
No, it was the coffee cup on the desk.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Swalwell.
All right, Chris Matthews. Covering for Eric Swalwell. Did you poot?
No, I would try not to say something with your schism things. My bad. Sometimes I forget I'm on the radio.
Well.
Sorry.
272-9228. We do have to hit a break here, but this gentleman's been holding. Is this how he announced himself to
yes.
you on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this the right way then. Bringing now to the show, of course, you're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, and Eddie Bader hanging out and making sounds with his mouth. And we have on the phone here Chaplain John DeVoe Shelby. Hey, John.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, John. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Hey, Jack.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, John.
Same to you. Peace and blessings to all of you, and happy holiday season to you as well. And the entire listening audience all over the universe. You know, I'm a veteran. From the military, and when I was in the military, I always thought this was a surprising statistic. You know, they used to always encourage us as soldiers to look out for one another, because they say that in America, more people commit suicide between Thanksgiving and New Year than any other time of the year.
Yes.
And I always thought that was odd, you know, because we tend to usually think of this time of the year as a very festive and, you know, happy time of the year. But for some people, it's not that way.
Some people, it's a very lonely time of the year.
And very lonely and stressful. And
I think it's because Thanksgiving and Christmas are family times.
Yes.
And if you've lost members of your family that you were close to, that it can be kind of depressing.
And some years are tougher than others. Like, it'll sneak up on you some years, and some years you're fine.
Well, if people are looking for somewhere to go on Thanksgiving and Friendship Mission, their shelter guests will be served indoors on Thanksgiving. The soup kitchen at the men's shelter at 3561 Mobile Highway will be serving walk-up guests to go about 4 p.m. And then Mercy House is having Thanksgiving lunch in to-go containers, will be served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mercy House, which is on 2412 Council Street here in Montgomery, and Reality and Truth Ministries. Dinner groups will have to-go Thanksgiving meals ready to be picked up by 5 p.m. from One Church Mission and Outreach of Reality and Truth Ministries on 108 Camden Street here in Montgomery. And then the Salvation Army between 11 a.m. and
Camden Street is off of the old Bell Street. Where's Council Street? I know I've been on it, but
I'm not exactly sure, really. Do you know Joey?
I don't know.
Do you know Eddie?
No, sir.
No, if I don't know, they damn sure don't know.
That's true.
Well, maybe somebody's listening and knows where it is. They can call and tell all of us. But it's Salvation Army from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thanksgiving. We'll be offering to-go trays for walk-up guests at the Salvation Army's facility at 900 Maxwell Boulevard. And Montgomery Shelter residents with the Salvation Army will be served inside. Seniors who would like a Thanksgiving meal delivered should call 334-265-0281 extension 10 to get on the list. And then lastly, for those in need of food assistance, the Montgomery Area Food Bank has a website to help connect them with the food pantries in our area. And that website is montgomeryareafoodbank.org/needhelp.html. And
fascinates me about that, how many damn homeless people have access to the internet?
A lot of them used to have it when the libraries was open, but I don't know what people do now for computer access that don't, you know, have personal computers. But the libraries were closed as part of the mayor's coronavirus order. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Juanita Oles is the director of all the libraries in the city of Montgomery. And so she says that she closed them as part of the mayor's coronavirus order, and she will reopen them when the mayor gives her permission to do so as well.
Well, John, thank you for all the information. We got to run.
Thank you, John. Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, John.
272-9228, 272-9228.
Well, it is good to know that people are can have a Thanksgiving meal. I mean, that is good. Yeah. And there are several places to go.
There you go. This hour, News and Views, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. What, Jack?
Nothing. Go ahead.
There is a difference, right, in mortgage company?
No, that wasn't what I was going to say, and of course I will say that.
Right.
But, no, you just go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Their number for Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. And MLS number, 1586368, an equal housing lender.
There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
We'll tell you more about them later in the hour. More news and views from 9 till noon after this quick break.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 322-0662.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business. Printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Duvall's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duvall's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duvall's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duvall's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit Duvall'sLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duvall's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit Duvall'sLandscapes.com.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. And Jack, you've got a bone to pick.
Yeah.
Surprising.
You, Mr. Always Staying on Schedule. If I ever have something I want to throw in right before the break, I love the way you dismiss me. Well, there you go. Yeah. That's what you always say to me. Well, there you go.
I didn't say again, there you go again. I was like, well, there you go.
Yeah, but it was, I know you too well. Oh, kind of like, okay, well, great, you said it. Now it's time to dismiss your ass.
Would you like to present something at the beginning of a segment?
No, that was all. I was just making a statement. And
well, Jack, I love you.
I can tell.
I'm thankful for you.
I'm
learning
tell.
A lot. I continue to learn something new from you every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, do you detect?
He's not in the studio right now.
Oh, great.
This is what I'm dealing with my team. Yeah. I never know who's going to be back when we come back. But
yeah,
I
may roll off into another room.
I know. You do it all the time.
I know.
Keeping me on
my toes. That's because the breaks are never the same length.
Mm-hmm.
One might be 30 seconds, one might be 4 minutes.
Right.
I never know.
Right.
You hear that, LaDonna? No uniformity in breaks.
272-9228. I mean,
and our listeners don't know when they can go pee.
There you go. Let's talk to Dennis.
There you have it. Just what I'm talking about. You just
just did it unwittingly.
No, there you go.
That was now very
it's
wittingly.
To get to the caller. There you go.
Hey, Dennis.
I caught your ass red-handed.
I did it on purpose.
No, you didn't.
I did, too.
You realized right when you said it. Oh, I,
no, I
just said that.
Yeah, you think you know me, but you don't know me that well.
You know me, Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jack, give me your phones.
Dennis.
Jack, if you just slip him a $20 bill, it might change.
Well, that's true. What's going on, Dennis?
Hey. The last caller that called about the closing down the public libraries and homeless not having a way to access the internet, you know, that never occurred to me. And probably that may be affecting them even more so adversely. And surely there's a way that they could come up with something so those homeless, you know, would have access to information or be able to put in information for some of the things that they may qualify for. I never occurred to me until that gentleman said that, closing the public libraries and not having access for homeless to the internet. So is it, I wonder if there's any kind of other possibilities that be able to come along to help them out.
And even shut-ins, people that might be elderly, right, and not able to get out, a lot of them probably are not internet proficient. So, anyway, that was just an observation I had, and, you know, I'm sure somebody will figure it out.
Well, I hope so.
There you go.
With everything being internet-driven these days, I mean, I would hate to see somebody miss out on something because they couldn't get access to information or be able to give information so they can get help or something, you know?
Yeah.
That's something worth looking at, you know? Well, hey, guys, great show. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't need folks falling through the cracks there as technology continues apace. But there are a lot of programs. I highly suggest folks go to handsonriverregion.org. It's kind of a nonprofit. It has all the different volunteer opportunities out there. It has all the different, you know, services and nonprofits out there here in the River Region. And so if you just go to that one website, I mean, you can get help, but get their number. I believe they do the 211 program still. So if you just dial 211, it's like
311, isn't it?
I think it's 2. I think for that, it's
2. For Hands on River Region, I believe it's 211.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they can help you out with nonprofit services for all sorts of requests you may need, and they can get you in the right place. 272-9228. Let's go to Janice. Hey, Janice.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on my way to Dothan, so I've lost my signal, but I just wanted to comment on a conversation I heard probably when Soldier Boy was calling in. And,
oh, man. Oh, boy.
And then the guy that's with you, I think his name is Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. They were kind of having a Greg Bedell meltdown about the election.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to let them know, don't lose the faith, and everything's possible if you believe. So.
Well, and Janice, I know Greg Bedell. I'm friends with Greg Bedell. That was not a Greg Bedell meltdown.
Well, it was leading up
to that. Yeah, fair enough.
So keep the faith. I'm with you, Joey. I believe this election is going to be returned to Trump. So we just got to keep the faith.
We shall see.
Okie doke.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, my hopes for that are different each day, as folks can probably tell.
Well, mine too. One day I'm very hopeful and think, well, this you know, when you watch these alternative news sites where panelists are talking, like the one I saw on American Media Periscope, you're like, man, they've got some. And the panel they had that I watched this morning, they really have a lot of faith in Sidney Powell.
Right.
And you get hopeful one day, and then you think about the reality of, is a judge going to, you know, say, yeah, it was stolen, and here's the remedy. We're going to order new elections or whatever. You wonder if some judge is going to say, I can't risk tearing the country apart making this ruling.
That's my word.
So, yeah.
That
so you just, you wonder.
Yeah.
272-9228. Let's go to JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, good afternoon, good morning, whatever time it is. I've been going all day. I'm not sure. I've only got three things real quick. One is completely off topic. I was flipping through the channels the other day, and Breaking or Breaking 2 was on. I can't remember. An old school movie about dance battling.
Yeah.
And I realized Jean-Claude Van Damme was nothing more than a stand-in in that movie. I actually had to rewind it. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I think that was Breaking 1. I think it was Breaking One.
Wait, it was a movie about breakdancing, and Jean-Claude Van Damme stars in it?
Yeah, he's standing there. He's got his muscle pants on and his, like, cut-off shirt kind of deal on. Yeah.
Muscle pants,
yeah.
Huh?
Muscle pants.
Yeah. I never realized that until the other day, but as I was flipping through the channels last night, Anchorman 2 was on, and it had the epic fight scene with the two news anchors that multiplied into all the news.
Right.
And I realized, you know, they went completely over the top for comedy, but how true it really is this year. I mean, I really, that's what I see the news like now. All these affiliates just blowing stuff out of proportion, twisting, mingling words. It's absolutely awful. But my big question is, they spend all these weeks with evidence, but it's, oh, well, you do have the evidence. It's just not enough to do this. Couldn't we have saved a lot of time and just completely have redone the election and made sure everything was in place? I think we could have said, all right, well, there's too much to call. You know, next weekend we're going to hold another election just to make sure everything is right. I feel like that would have been a little bit more time effective and cost a lot less money.
I don't think so. I don't think a mulligan is in order here. I honestly, just for my own sanity, I don't want to go through it again.
Well, we almost are in Georgia.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, kind of look what's going on. They got Democrats coming in to do canvassing door to door again.
Yeah.
I mean,
and there's some news breaking. Apparently, President Trump to attend election hearing in Pennsylvania with Rudy Giuliani.
Oh boy.
Huh.
Hey, I'm telling you, all the bombshells are going to drop day after tomorrow.
Ba-boom.
Friday,
when Auburn beat no, that's Saturday when Auburn beat Alabama.
You think that's going to happen? Auburn's going to
two out of three, baby. Last two out of three.
Well, I just heard that Nick Saban has tested positive for coronavirus and has symptoms.
So the first time he tested, it was all false negative or false positive.
Hold on. That's him being scared, and he's trying to get out of the butt whooping that's coming his way.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, it's all I got for a couple of days, man. Come Saturday afternoon.
That's all you have for the rest of the year, you jackass.
Man, I hope nobody becomes MIA come Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, because I don't think it's going to go that way. That's fake news.
Well, JD, is that all you got?
Yeah, I just figured that it would be a lot more simple than going through everything that we're going through. Just, hey, start it from scratch. And, I mean, I know it's not feasible at this point, but, you know, looking, it looks like it could have been a lot more simpler than what it's drawn out to be.
Well, I'm so worried about next go round. I don't see a fix in yet. I don't see a repair.
Well, a lot can happen.
The fix has been in.
Yeah, the fix
is in.
You're right about that.
It's just not a solution to the problem. Right. But, hey, y'all have a wonderful afternoon.
You too.
Thank you, Jetty. 272.
No, I'm really serious about the Nick Saban thing.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, seriously.
And I saw that same headline, yeah.
Well, but before he played a couple games ago, he had two negatives, one positive.
Right, and that was all false positives.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to the game. I love Nick Saban. He's not our coach. I wish he was. But as an individual and as a football coach, there's none better.
True.
No doubt.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Hi, Norm.
Hi, Norm.
Eddie in the house.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for the next several days. Storm system number one affecting us with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A better chance of showers and storms by this evening and tonight. Some storms could be on the strong side. Quite breezy today, high in the mid-70s. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thanksgiving with a small chance of leftover showers tomorrow through at least midday. Then on Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, but a better chance Friday night and into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event on that weekend storm system will be Sunday, especially Sunday evening and Sunday night with possible severe weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Earnest Financial, LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Marguerite's second annual pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. Every single item in the store has a crazy, wacky blowout price. And you can put it on a layaway, 10% down, and pick it up Christmas Eve. Blowout items, unbelievable blowout items. All diamonds, you heard me, all diamonds, including Fred Mark, 60% off. All of our watches, 49% off. Diamond studs, $99. Unbelievable blowout at Marguerite's. Pepper Tree Shop, don't miss this. This is the event of the year. Don't miss us. We're in Pepper Tree Shops.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program, in fact, this whole hour, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Give Kim Williams and the team a call there. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage? Because
there is a difference in mortgage companies.
There really is. In particular, Alabama Home Mortgage is a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They have the absolute lowest mortgage rates in town. So before you call some 1-800-LENDER, call some big bank or box store, credit union, use some fancy pants, app, or software online. No, go to a great local lender that they're very easy to work with. And, I mean, it's proven service. She's saved so many of our listeners hundreds of dollars.
I mean, I would love for her to add it up. I mean, it's just unbelievable what she has saved.
Well, and
people who have called her because they heard about her on our show.
Absolutely, and especially you veterans out there. You don't have to be a veteran to save money, but especially you veterans, she can save you a lot of money through the VA IRL program. I mean, and we're talking hundreds of dollars a month in savings, thousands of dollars added up over the course of a year. Skip up to two payments.
A couple payments, man.
Especially, we had somebody recently call in. He's getting to skip November and December.
Right.
I mean, that's crunch time with the holidays and everything. The fact that you don't have a mortgage payment, that's great stuff. Hey, and if you're a first-time homebuyer, potential first-time homebuyer, why not walk through the process with a great guide like Kim Williams? Walk you through it. Starting with pre-approval all the way to closing day. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I'm going to go somewhere tomorrow where shrimp casserole will be served. My friend does not believe in turkey and dressing. But
will there be more than 10 people there?
No, there will be five people there.
Okay. I won't call the police in.
And I don't think it's any of your business if there's 100 people there.
It's not my business. It's the police's business.
Well, the popo ain't coming over there.
I'm just saying.
What about some of these? I've seen this on...
Like Gavin Newsom, like in California, people are saying, screw you, no.
I'm so glad
you can tell
that.
Us... You can say what you want to. We're not abiding by it.
But did you see in New York where, again, they caught many Democrats at a high-functioning party the other day? Right. They mentioned the whole no-mask thing, and they have no shame in it. They're just like, yeah, so what?
No, they have no shame at all.
What you going to do
whatsoever?
Well, they're better than everybody. Oh, excuse me, they're more equal than other people.
There you go, more equal.
And then in Montgomery, you know, we wear a mask all the time, and...
It's funny, when you get out of Montgomery, you know, we're surrounded by smaller towns, and not so much Prattville, but when you get around out of the city, the mask, not so much. You don't see them so much.
Oh, I know. People are just not going to do
it. They're just over it.
Yeah, and I have a question, and I do not want to sound callous. I really don't, because I've been through a lot of medical stuff in my life, had three toes amputated, I had quadruple bypass. And now I've lost the bottom part of my leg on my left side. And, you know, and I'm not getting on the cross because I know wood is in, we have a wood shortage.
Yes,
so
yes,
I'm
yes,
not
yes.
going to. But I want to know, and I, like I say, I don't want to seem callous. How many of those 250,000 people would have died anyway if they had gotten the flu or something else?
249,999 of them.
See, I've had friends who've tested positive. Most of them, even some my age, said, well, I was asymptomatic. And other people have said, yeah, well, I had a pretty tough time, but I made it. I understand that. And anybody who's lost a loved one that they blamed on COVID, I think it's terrible. Right. But someone like Pat Dye, whose liver looked like a piece of Swiss cheese, he got it and died. Would he have died of something else anyway? I don't know. And I'm asking the question. I'm not making a statement.
Well, that's why.
When I heard a friend of mine on the phone the other night railing against Donald Trump for the way he handled the coronavirus because he didn't want the economy to go south. Well, guess what? The economy went south. And he did handle it, in my opinion. That's why I think, you know, I'm more inclined to call it the plandemic than I am the pandemic.
Yep. Well, we still don't know the origins, clearly. Like, we know China, but... Do you really buy the wet market story with the bat?
No, China just came out the other day and said they found some coronavirus on some frozen products brought in from other countries.
Oh, sure.
So they're still fighting they're still telling everybody they're peeing on their leg and telling them it's raining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that going on with China these days. And don't you love these national security appointments by Biden? They all had worked with, you know, getting deals in China. It's just lovely.
Oh, it's It's in our face, guys. It is in our face.
Right.
He doesn't care. He is a crook. His son is a crook. They are going to make millions more while he's president of the United States if he gets sworn in. This is a sacristy. I mean, it is, it's just, it's horrible. A travesty, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was about to ask, what the hell is a sacristy?
I'm sorry, I don't know, I'm sorry.
Sacrificial travesty?
Travesty, I'm mixing.
Sacrificial travesty?
Church terms and political terms. Mm. Sorry.
Well, you did the sign of the cross wrong. Mm.
Yeah. He's mad as hell too, Joey.
272-9228. Yeah, again, apparently Trump is going to be at the hearing in Pennsylvania. He's going to stop by and do a trip to Gettysburg.
Well, I heard about 30 minutes ago that was in question.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not in that show?
Yeah.
Well, it's not on his public schedule, but we'll see. I do wonder about just basics of security. You know, bring the president of the United States anywhere is a pain because of all the logistics to it. So we'll see whether or not that... that comes about, but we're still waiting on the Sidney Powell filing. Still waiting on that. She promises it'll be today. There is a group. It's the Thomas More Society's Amistad group, and they've done emergency filing in Wisconsin, saying that in the course of this recount, that they're finding all sorts of irregularities and they want to change things up. So a lot of things are developing.
Well, you know, like in Georgia. They mix the ballots in with the. They mix the ballots in, the absentee ballots in with the other ballots. Mm-hmm. They threw the envelope the absentee ballot came in, threw them away. You know, they're trying to cover this thing up.
Well, we shall.
And that damn governor over there, he better watch his ass, because everybody is looking at him and his ties to this software company.
Brian Kemp, you're talking about?
Yes, Brian Kemp and that jackass Secretary of State over there.
Raffensperger.
These guys are bad news.
Hmm. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
The only thing worse than Brian Kemp would have been Stacey Abrams. But that ain't saying a hell of a lot.
No, but I really expected that. I expected Abrams to be in there somewhere.
Well, here, let's get one call before the top of the hour break and talk to Cranky. Hey, Cranky.
Good morning. Good morning, Jack. Glad you're back.
Thanks.
Hey, that schism thing, isn't that what happens when the rabbi misses when he's doing a circumcision? Or is that something? Am I thinking about something else?
I think you're...
No.
Let me contact my boy. I'll get back to you.
There you go. Hey, quick. I can hear Trump's speech now. 4 years and 20 million fraudulent votes later, you know, dot, dot, dot. I think it's getting ready to get real. Hey, listen, I won't hold it up. I know you got break time coming up. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Y'all take care.
Happy Thanksgiving, Cranky.
Thank you, Cranky. We appreciate it.
And really, folks, I'm thankful for this audience. I'm thankful for this show. As much as we bitch at one another, Jack Campbell, I am thankful for you. I mean that with all my
heart. I'm thankful for you too, Joey, and you too, Eddie.
I'm very thankful of you two guys.
I didn't say that about you, Eddie.
Oh, my bad. Joey.
And I'm mad too, Eddie. Let me tell you, the longer this thing goes on, the more the bumper stickers are going to be in demand.
Yes, the I'm Mad Too, Jack bumper stickers.
Are available.
They are. They are. They're available. We'll get in touch with Eddie. He can get them for you. Or you can stop by the station. We'll be sure to get some to you. We got stacks and stacks of them. Mm-hmm. And they're just, you know, they're big, bright red with white lettering. I'm Mad Too, Jack. Place it wherever you
right.
like. Mm-hmm.
Should I put one on my truck?
I mean,
because I am Jack.
Right, right. I don't know. That's a little too philosophical for the morning.
Or self-serving, maybe. I don't want to be self-serving.
Yeah. Narcissus.
Already am by printing my name on them. That was pretty self-serving.
Final hour news and views when we come back. 272-9228. If you want to get in.
Well, there you go.